702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Kabazela, very good morning to you. Let's start with a bizarre encounter helping this man overcome fear.
Good morning to you, Bele. Yes, so this guy's name is Xolisile Gwebetyala, and he was on his way back to the Eastern Cape, and, you know, nature called, and he had to pull over to the side of the road and went for a wee. And as he walked around his car to, you know, do his business, he heard his phone ring. So he then went to the passenger door, opened it up, reached over, got the phone, and then continued what he was doing. And whilst he was, you know, doing what he was doing, a dog came out of the middle of nowhere and climbed into the back seats of the car. So there he is. He finishes up, does his zip up, gets into the car, and he's about to lean over to close the door. And he looks behind him and he sees this big, fluffy white dog just sitting in the back of the seat. Now, he, for a period of his time in his life, he had to go and do be a rubble collector, right, for the municipality in that area. And he would come across on a daily basis dogs, and the dogs would chase them and bark at them, and he developed a fear of the dogs. So now he's in his car, and he looks over the shoulder, and there's this big dog. So he looks at the dog, and he's now not sure whether he should run out of the car or just sit. So he decides to sit. The dog looks at him, goes, and then just puts its head down on his paws, and then just lies on the back of the seat. So then he reaches behind, and he touches the dog on the head, and the dog just sits there. And then he pats the dog, and he becomes more comfortable, and he decides to take the dog home, because they're in the middle of nowhere, and it's a beautiful-looking dog. Takes it home, keeps it for the night, calls the SPCA in the morning, and puts it on a community WhatsApp group. Manages to find the owners who had the dog, and they met and reunited the dog with the owners. And yeah, the story's gone viral because it's such a cute photo of him. He's got this little grin on his face, and then the dog behind him with its mouth open and its tongue, and it's so really cute story, and how a bizarre incident led to him overcoming his fear of dogs. So the question this morning, Bongles, is have you been in a situation where you've had a fear of something, but because that situation happened to be, you had no other choice but to overcome that fear and face it in the eyes and say, okay, look, I have to do it. I have to overcome this fear now, and tell us that story.
Stories of how you overcame fear, all right? And maybe you were forced, right? Because that's, I think, that's the thing. It's not that he wanted to do this.
Yes.
He had no, I would have died. I promise you, I would have died. All right, tell me about Adele, a remix. The remix has gone viral.
Yeah, so you played it on Friday and we spoke about it. And, you know, I'm sure people have been listening to it this whole weekend, and mixed views from what I've gathered from people this weekend. Some saying it's not as great as her previous hits. But a South African DJ by the name of DJ Snow, he's taken the song that he heard on Friday and he's put a remix to it. And they call it a yard mix. And it's a Cape Tonian thing. And apparently it's big in the Cape Flats, where you take a song and you put like a beat to it, to a normal song, and, you know, you will have a good time. So this is probably going to be the banger for summer in some places in South Africa. And it went viral on TikTok and people are going bonkers on it. Let's see if you agree. This is the remix by DJ Snow.
No, man. No.
So that's the remix. You know those people who love the Savannahs and they do crazy thing when they're drinking Savannah? They're going to love this song. They're going to love it.
You can only like this version if you've had quite a few Savannahs. All right, that's what's gone viral with Kabazela. I'd love to hear your stories about overcoming fear. It wasn't something you planned. You found yourself in exactly the worst kind of scenario you could ever imagine, and you just had to go with it. What was that story? What was that victory? Give us a call on 011-883-0702.